There's a word that periodically I, throughout the years that I've been a priest, have had to speak on that I was never one of my favorite things to talk about. But over the years, the word has become central to my vocabulary in terms of defining myself. The word is stewardship. The word stewardship, when I first encountered that word, it meant that you were going to have to talk about church support and that we were running either low on funds or something like that. But over the years, I have come to understand that the word stewardship has a minor reference to money. But the word stewardship has everything to do with the gospel that I just read. Because the word stewardship is implied in the word trustworthy. Do you notice how many times the gospel uses that word, trustworthy? Now, I want you to just take a little time to examine that word, because what it entails for your relationship with God and your relationship with other people. The whole concept of stewardship and trustworthiness is based on the fact that you and I are called to administrate lots of things that are not ours. If I entrust you with something, say I can't make it to, you know, a court appearance, and I ask you, I entrust you to represent me. I'm not doing something that you can, telling you, okay, you go there and act as if it's me and do whatever the heck you want. The moment that I am saying, I represent me or go in my name, I'm communicating to you that I have a sense that you will do what is best, not for yourself, but that you will do what is best for me. Because I am entrusting you with something. And so that entrustment becomes an act of faith that I have faith in you. That's why, for example, sometimes when people misunderstand when Jesus says in the Gospels, ask whatever you will in my name and I will give it to you. And of course you get the typical, well, okay, God, I want to win the lottery. In Jesus' name. Right? And they say, well, yeah, you know, that's all I had to do was say Jesus' name. And Jesus' name means God's going to give me whatever I want. Well, think about it from the other perspective. If I ask you to go in my name somewhere, what am I telling you? I'm not just telling you to go there and do whatever you want and say, in Mario's name. No. Again, the whole notion of trust, the entrustment of something. Now, the issue becomes critical when you begin to understand how deeply that reality of entrustment goes. Father Scott, the other priest who's here, you know, periodically, he doesn't celebrate this Mass very often, but Father Scott, he put it a way that I really enjoy. He said, stewardship basically means everything you do with everything you have the moment you say, Lord Jesus, I believe. It's very simple. Everything you do with everything you have the moment forward when you say, Lord Jesus, I believe. Now, if you think about it, all of a sudden that statement implies your relationships with everything. In everything. One of my favorite, not favorite, but it's just, I find it interesting when I'm celebrating the sacrament of penance, hearing confessions, and somebody comes up and they confess, Father, you know, they're usually not married, and Father, we fell into having sex. And I just like to take them through this little reasoning moment. I ask, do you love her? Or do you love him? And he or she says, well, yes, of course. That's why we made love. I said, but you love her, or you love him, right? Yes. Now, would you agree that when you love someone, that you want the ultimate of what is best for them? Yes. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. So if you want what is best for them, who knows above all what is best for another person? Because sometimes the person themselves doesn't know what is best for them. Sometimes they're the last to know what's best for them. So who is it? And of course, they reluctantly say God. And so I ask just the simple question. So what you're saying is that to say I love you means that I want for you what God wants for you. That is the best. That I want to be a living reflection of everything God wants for you. I am literally being entrusted with you. Stewardship. All of a sudden, you begin to see that it's not got to do anything with money. It's got to do with everything you do, with everything you have, after you say, Lord Jesus, I believe. You are in a relationship with someone, be it your children, be it your husband, your wife, a good friend, be it your girlfriend or your boyfriend. You are literally entrusted by God to take care that the person that you say you love, that they do and become what God wants them to be. That is your stewardship of that relationship. I say that all the time, especially when I do weddings. I tell couples, you know, when I do weddings, I tell them, I hate to tell you this, but today you are not promising you're going to be in love for the rest of your lives. Because no one can promise to be in love. No one. And, of course, in our society, everybody understands love as being in love. And the problem is, of course, that being in love has to do with your feelings. We say it. We even say, I have feelings for you. The problem is that that's not love. I mean, let me take that back. It's kind of a superficial foam of real love. Okay. And why? Because you can't promise how you're going to feel. The day you promise to love another person, be it your wife, your husband, or even a friend, the day you say, I love you, what you are saying is that you're going to do it the same way the guy behind me did it. That on that cross, the guy behind me, he loved us, but he was not in love with us. And how do we know he loved us? Because at that moment when he's dying, he looked up at his Father when he had every reason to look up at God and say, Father, to hell with them. To hell with all of them. The words that come out of his mouth is, notice, and before I say it, notice that he isn't even talking to us. I always find that so interesting, that Jesus does not forgive us directly. It would have been so easy. It would have been like, I forgive you. That's it. Three words. I forgive you. Who is Jesus talking to? He's not talking to us. He's saying, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. That's how we know he loved us. And so when you say you love somebody, notice how he did it. He united himself with his Father in caring about our good. That's love. Love is when you are entrusted with another and you act according to what God wants for the other. That's love. That's love. And Jesus knew that he had been entrusted with the mission of our salvation. And he had to do what his Father wanted him to do. And so the moment that he was rejected, that he could have thrown everybody to hell in a handbasket, he did what he was entrusted to do. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Notice, that is everything you do with everything you have. The moment you say, I believe. And so, to live a life being conscious that you are a steward means that you are conscious that nothing, nothing, not even your own body, belongs to you. That's why, periodically, when I see these stickers that says, my body, my choice. I would like to talk to that person to see where they bought. Where is their certificate of ownership for that body? Where did they design it? Did they purchase it? Where is it? Because you didn't. You were thrown into this world and you do not belong to you. That the Catholic Church proceeds from that reality. The Christian community proceeds from that reality to say, we cannot do whatever the hell we want to do with whatever we have. Which, by the way, is basically what the secular attitude is. The secular attitude, of course, is there is no God, so do whatever the hell you want. It's all made up. It's all made up. And that's wrong. That's the whole point. It's wrong. But we are at an impasse because the world as it is today does not understand that we have been entrusted, that we are not able to do whatever we want. And so whenever you face God, I know that that's really primary in my mind. You know, I'm the pastor here. In the Catholic Church, the pastor of a church has a tremendous amount of authority. But I can't do whatever I want. I can't go around dictatorially and just say, I want this, I want that, I want this, because I'm in charge. I have to go to God and I have to say, I want to do whatever you think, to the best of my knowledge, whatever I hope you think, I want to do what you would do for the good of the people you have entrusted to me. And folks, that goes for your children. Your children don't belong to you. They belong to God. You have been entrusted with your children. And they belong to God, and we will give an account to God about what we did with our children. Your time, it belongs to God. Everything. And so, what I know that in my own life, and I try, I don't always succeed, but I try to live regularly with the consciousness that nothing belongs to me. That everything that I have and everything that I do is and done as an entrustment to God. And when you do it that way, that's, by the way, what Jesus meant in Matthew when Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." What is a poor in spirit? When you understand that everything belongs to God. The other thing that you might think of is, I don't know if you ever heard the story of St. Francis of Assisi, when his father was a very rich merchant. And there came a moment when his father was saying, "Look at what you're doing. You don't appreciate all the things that I have given you." And he was having a public confrontation with Francis. And at that moment, in one of the most amazing moments in history, Francis literally takes every bit of his clothes off and he says, "Everything you have given to me, I give back to you." And the reason why he did it was that he was conscious that nothing belonged to him, but in Christ, everything did. And so he understood that he held everything as a trust. And I invite you to do that. I invite you to try every day of your life to try to proceed as if everything and everyone, your relationships, with your possessions, everything is given to you in trust. And then read that gospel. We have to be trustworthy in little things in order to be entrusted with larger things. I think that's why that term stewardship has become so meaningful. And never forget the simple definition Father Scott gave. What is stewardship? Everything you do, with everything you have, the moment you say, "Lord Jesus, I believe."